Now, music like this, often from the 1980s, is something you will regularly hear if you listen to news programs on the national broadcaster Český rozhlas or Czech radio. Songs are played between news bulletins, sports reports, and so on. The format of 1 hour, 2 hour, or longer news programs, common in many English-speaking countries, simply doesn't have an equivalent on primetime national radio here in the Czech Republic. But that's about to change with the launch on Friday of a program called Radio Forum on Czech radio's main station, Radio Journal. The station's head of news, Petr Dudek, is the man behind it. I asked him to outline what's going to be in the new program.
We have an ambition to have a regular report or a package, as it is called in English, one package every day. The rest will be regular talk or live talk.
One thing you won't have in your program is music. And I know many Czech radio programs, news programs, do include pop music. Where do you think that tradition comes from?
I don't really know where it comes from, because it exists, as far as I remember. It definitely dates back to the 60s and the 70s, if not earlier. Speaking about changes, in this time slot between 1800 and 1900, there has been no music for quite a while. On the other hand, in the rest of the program of the Czech Radio 1, there are regular songs, and the listeners are probably used to that rhythm. You know, some talk, some music, some talk, some music, which is, I think, quite different from the tradition in Britain, for example. But I think that there should be an opportunity to have a 60-minute program without music, and that's what we are going to prepare.
Before I came here, I'd never heard of such a thing as pop music in a news program. Is it specifically Czech, do you think?
I don't think so. When you travel in Central Europe, you can hear it in Slovakia. I'm not quite sure about Poland now, but you can definitely hear it in Austria, for example. It's something which is simply a custom, I would say. People are used to listening to the radio for a longer time, and they probably, and that's just my guess, because I like to listen to programs which don't include popular music, but I think that people are used to listen to the radio programs for a longer time, and they don't enjoy talk all the time. They want to have a time to have a rest, and then pop music is ideal.
Will this program be a regular thing? Will it be starting tomorrow and continuing every day, every evening?
Oh, yes, every day. On weekdays, of course, not on weekends. That's exactly as it is now. Radio Forum is broadcast every day at 18:20. Now we start at 18:00 and we will start with the news.
Your program goes out before the TV news, which starts at 7. Do you think it's possible for you to in some way compete with TV news?
I'm convinced we can, and we will definitely try. I know that there are very many people who are busy enough to have problems with watching TV at 19 o'clock. On the other hand, they can do what they need while they are listening to the radio. So we want to offer them the news in detail and then some analysis in our talks and packages an hour earlier.
My last question. The program is beginning on May 18th. Why that particular date?
It's not a coincidence. It's because 84 years ago, the Czechoslovak radio started to broadcast. So on this date, we can say that the Czechoslovak and then Czech radio is 84.
And I was talking there to Petr Dudek of Czech radio.